Hi, this is Phoebe Blamey, and welcome to the Happy Money Journey podcast for today. I'm really excited to have you here. I have spent most of my life working in financial services. I'm a qualified financial planner and I have my own mortgage broking business since 2006. I know that as a busy woman, it's really hard to get your life into some sort of shape. And so I'm here to help you on your own happy money journey. Hi, it's Phoebe Blamey. Welcome to the Happy Money Journey podcast. Here I am. And today is International Women's Day. So today I really wanted to say hi to all those amazing, beautiful, wonderful women out there. One of the conversations I'm really looking forward to having today is why isn't there an International Men's Day? And I am also really wanting to talk about, obviously, the new report on the gender pay gap. Oh my God. I want to talk about what we've done and how far we've come, but I also want to make this a big celebration about women without ignoring some of the really, really big things that we need to be discussing and having conversations about out loud so that we can try and make some change in this world. One of them is obviously the gender pay gap and the conversations we're having about the gender pay gap. But women's financial freedom and domestic violence go hand in my mind. And so I wanted to talk about and just take a moment for the number of women, children, and men that have been killed in domestic violence situations. There is an incredible number since January the 1st this year. So maybe, 12 weeks? And it's about 14 people. So that's more than one a week. So we need to be really having conversations about domestic violence, and not just in a male-female relationship, but in all relationships, because I think there's been a real lack of acknowledgement in the LGBTQI community around domestic violence that isn't in the mainstream conversation. I'm not saying it's not in the conversation. It's not in the mainstream conversation. And we need to bring those sort of things to the forefront as well. And I wanted to talk about and celebrate the most amazing women that we have around us. So let's get started with this gender pay gap conversation, because the release of the gender pay gap report, and we'll put a link to the report so you can see where your industry lies and potentially even where your company lies, because this is an important conversation. Not having women in the workforce, And I know they still call it diversity, but how can it be diversity when 50% of all graduates are women? How can it be diversity when we've got as many women entering the workforce as we have men in any given year? It's no longer diversity. And I think that it's still treated as diversity and women are still treated as other in the workplace is something that really needs to be spoken about loudly. And one of the loudest proponents of this was Jackie O on the Kyle and Jackie O show. Now, this is a woman that's just signed a $200 million contract for the next 10 years. Like, she is incredible. She is an absolutely trailblazing woman. Yet when she found out that her colleagues at her radio station had a 12% gender pay gap, and the gender pay gap is around doing the same job for less money. Let's be really clear about that. And when she found that out, did a big walkout. You can link to the walkout here. There's a big story about it in the Daily Mail. She walked out for the day. This sort of publicity, this sort of doing something about it, this sort of being really loud, particularly from celebrities, I want to see more of that. I want to see more people really stand up and take a stand. Because the men in her office and her co-host, Kyle Sanderlands, big supporters of what she'd done, big, loud, proud supporters of what she'd done. So please, if you are in that position, if you're a celebrity listening to this, jump up and down about this stuff. This stuff matters. And it matters because financial freedom and financial coercion have such a strong link to domestic violence, right? So the more women and children I see killed by their partners and men be killed by their partners in domestic situations, the more I think about that financial freedom piece and that lack of ability to escape, and the reasons that we don't leave are quite often very financially based. Or we've got a pet, or we've got six children, and it's just physically impossible to get out of some of those situations. But not just that, even when we get out of those situations and we've left those situations, it can be so impossible to navigate the family courts, the custody, the all the things that we've got to do afterwards. And there's such a big bent on trying to keep families together. Men can change. I've seen it in my own life. I've seen men take courses, do amazing things, become amazing, amazing parents. So I know that men can change too. But if we're not having the conversation, and if we're not giving them examples and showing them people who have trailblazed, changed their behavior, made things different, and I'm not saying believe it, but it can happen. I've seen it happen. We need to be really focused on that financial freedom piece so that women are able to do what they want with their money. We need to be able to control our money, control our well-being, control our outcomes. Because one of the first things that I've seen in those sort of relationships is the control over money and the control over your ability to earn an income is one of the first things that are hit. So we want to stop that, right? We want to get in and we want to stop that happening. In order to stop that happening, we need to be talking about it. And we need to be talking about it in terms of what are we going to do next? How do we cut this? How do we stop this happening? And it needs to be a conversation that is coming from our governments and that actual action is being taken around it. The lack of home ownership and the lack of financial wellness in our community keeps women down, as does the gender pay gap, as does the lack of women in senior positions. Because we can't be what we can't see. We can't normalize having 50-50 boards or having anything like that until businesses start recognizing the value of different perspectives. Now, back in the 80s, when I was watching movies and I was a young teenage girl, I was watching movies like Baby Boom and The 9 to 5 and the one I can't remember the name of with Melanie Griffith and Sigourney Weaver, but it was all about women bosses who had to make choices between having families and love or working. And the woman that was the working woman was the bad guy in those movies. So I was brought up with those movies, as well as being brought up with 3 billion movies about women being brutally murdered by horrific characters that popped up with chainsaws and stuff. I was also watching those sort of movies. And those sort of movies then, and that media starts actually influencing the way you're seen. You start to think about it as a choice of, I can either have this or I can have this. And I'm watching a younger generation come up. I'm watching a generation that can have it all, because they're watching things like The Morning Show and Wild, and they're watching things with strong female characters that can go out and just find love and find fulfillment at work, because there is no real reason in the actual human world that we couldn't do both. And that those sort of things influence our society, not just for women. They don't just hold us back, but they're holding men back as well, right? They're holding us all back from being able to build our lives so that we can get best possible outcomes. Women and men may see the world differently. They may see the world the same. But until we actually get to live in our truth in our own boardrooms, getting paid equal, being able to feel that we are not there as a token, but that we're there because our skills and our knowledge and all the things that we've learned, because we've done the same degrees, right? And women are in the top 4% of passing in law, medicine, business, economics, engineering. We're up there. We're doing it. We're doing it at university. Why aren't we doing it at work? What's the fear around putting women in positions of power at work? What's the fear in making women financially independent? And what's the fear in making women be able to jump to that next level? Why aren't there equal numbers of women in cabinet, in politics, in boardrooms, in local soccer? Why also aren't the AFL promoting women in football? You've seen the reaction of the Matildas. We've seen women's sport can be just as loved as men's sport if it's promoted right. There were, when I was watching the Matildas in the semi-finals, there was many men in that room cheering, crying, absolutely being at one with those women as there were women. And we go to the AFL, like, what's the problem? Why is it that we have to work twice as hard, be twice as good to get half as much still? This is not the 80s. This is not new. This is something that I've been watching happen for most of my life. And we should be doing better. And we're not. And we need to see the links between financial violence and being able to live our best possible life. Sorry, just got interrupted. I forgot to switch my phone on silent. But we've got to be living our best possible life. And then we've got to celebrate. We've got to really get into the celebration of those women that do. And I think the biggest myth that we've got to let go is that myth of we can either have family or we can have work. We can either have family or we can have a career. We can either have love or we can have a career. That is not true. We are not one person at work and one person at home. We are the same person all the time. And we're that authentic, brilliant, great mother, great ability to do whatever we want to do in our lives. We have the absolute, we've got more choices now than we've ever had in our lives, but we're still not being seen in the right places. We're not there. We're still seeing women like Christina Holgate bullied by the government for rewarding her staff because what she's doing is wrong. What she's doing is such a naturally good thing to do. Why wouldn't we be rewarding our staff? But it becomes this huge thing where some bully in the government just thinks that it's the right thing to do to bully this woman out of her position. We're seeing the new trend of the glass cliff. You put a woman in charge of a failing business, let's talk about why women can't be leaders. We've got to stop doing things like that and offer women the same kind of opportunities for success that we're offering men. We've got to change the narrative so that women are no longer other, that we are central to all of the communications, that we are central to all of the decisions, because we're here. And International Women's Day is here so that we can raise our voices, so that we can speak to all of these issues that are happening that just affect us. And I'm not saying that they don't affect men at all. They do. That bringing women into the conversation and bringing women into the boardroom is going to improve your life. Life will be different. Things will be run differently. There will be more heart. There will be more opportunities because these women, so when I was younger, the women just were in the position because they were just like little men and spoke the same language as men and did the same things as men. But now women are finding our own voice. And part of that has been the internet, and part of that's been the Me Too movement. And part of that's just been the ability to form collectives and groups where we haven't been able to before. The ability to see each other as allies and sisters and to be able to do something really fantastic. And there have been some fantastic women that have really led the way in this new, beautiful, female-centric society that I am seeing come up, right? And those women have children, and those women have partners, and those women have families and people that they're caring for, and they have babies and they're billionaires, and nothing is stopping them having all those things. So the excuse that women take time off to have babies after spending 8 years becoming a lawyer or a doctor or an accountant or whatever, we've got to actually see through that bullshit and think, if women take off time to have their children, That should be seen as a good thing. That's contributing to society. That's growing our people. That's bringing up our next generation. That's a good thing. That's what we should be doing, not just as women, but as men as well. I'm seeing such a great trend in a younger generation of paternity leave and guys picking up their kids from school and guys making sure they're there at the soccer games and the first day of school and all of the things. And it's so good because in my generation, we were the generation of absent parents. Dad was at work. Dad was too busy. Dad was doing something else. He didn't, to his own detriment, get to be there for all of those special, special moments that we as mums get to be there for, because that's traditionally been our role. Opening it up opens it up for all of us, and it makes it a much better place to be. And I'm seeing some great dads, and I'm seeing some great contributions, and I'm seeing men as the most brilliant cheer squad of these women that are going out and running the world. So let's take a moment now to sit in our awesomeness, because you are awesome. As a woman, as a man, you are here to do something really special and you are awesome. But I really want to take a moment and thank the wonderful women that came before me, that came before you, and that are here now. So here is a big thanks to Mia, to Melanie, to Ash, to Sam, to Julie, to Grace, to Julia, to Ita, to Edith, to Jermaine, to Vida, to Gail, to Maggie, to Tanya, to Lane, to Zoe, to Rosie, to these fearless, brilliant Australian women who changed the world, who changed our little corner of the world, and who shook up things, who were the first to do something, who were different, who were able to step out when they couldn't see anyone like them that had gone before them, that they went and stepped out anyway, and they stepped out so that they could be an inspiration to you and to me. They worked out somehow how they could be what they couldn't see. And these women are leaders. They were the first. So to those first women, happy International Women's Day. And to you amazing people, happy International Women's Day. I love and adore you. Have a brilliant day and enjoy the journey. Don't forget, you can find us on all the socials. We're on Happy Money Journey, on Instagram and on Facebook. We've got the Happy Honeys Facebook group that I am regularly jumping into to do Q&As from the courses that we're running. And we've also got Phoebe Blamey on LinkedIn, and we're building a page. So come and find us. We want to hang out with you. We think you're amazing. Disclaimer. Just a reminder that the advice that's contained in this podcast is general in nature. It doesn't take into account your individual needs and circumstances, and we recommend considering the appropriateness of any advice to your individual circumstances and needs. We always recommend seeking the advice of an expert before making any financial decisions.